Welcome back to After Hours. Tonight I'm featuring a tribute to Roy Orbison. Throughout the late 60s and all of the 70s, Roy's career declined for a number of reasons. With the onset of the British invasion in 1964 and 65, the direction of popular music shifted dramatically, and most performers of Orbison's generation were driven from the charts. He continued to tour, but he lost his wife in a motorcycle accident, lost two of his sons to a house fire, and none of the albums he recorded sold very well. In 1978, Roy had a triple coronary bypass operation. However, in the early 80s, his career started picking up again. He toured Eastern Europe and discovered that he was just as popular there as he was in 1964. He performed "Oh, Pretty Woman" on an episode of The Dukes of Hazzard in 1981, and later in that year, he won his first Grammy Award for a duet with Emmylou Harris called "That Lovin' You Feelin' Again." His career was back on track, and his music was exposed to a younger generation.
When I saw you standing there on the street, I found myself by your side. I started wanting you again. There's just no way to hide from that old loving you feeling again. It's really got me reeling again. It only seems to stop to start on.
In 1987, Bruce Springsteen inducted Roy into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. A few months later, Orbison and Springsteen paired to film a concert in the Coconut Grove nightclub in Los Angeles. They were joined by Jackson Browne, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, Tom Waits, Bonnie Raitt, Jennifer Warnes, James Burton, and Katie Lang. The concert was later aired on Cinemax under the title Roy Orbison and Friends, A Black and White Night. Many of Roy's songs were performed, including another one of his signature songs, Crying.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. You wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, crying, crying. Crying, it's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true.
Next year, Roy started collaborating with Jeff Lynne, the leader of Electric Light Orchestra. They worked with George Harrison on an album for him, and in the process, they all assembled Bob Dylan and Tom Petty to form a new band to record an album together. The group was called the Traveling Wilburys, representing themselves as half-brothers with the same father. They all took stage names, and Roy picked Lefty Wilbury as a tribute to his early inspiration, Lefty Fizzell. The first song that they wrote together was Handle With Care, that featured Roy with George Harrison.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputations changeable, situations terrible, but baby you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely.
your body next to mine and dream on. I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Handle me with her. Airports terrorized, sent to meetings hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio. The album was called The Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1. On it, Orbison was given one solo track, Not Alone Anymore.
And now I find you're not.
Another track from the album featured Roy with Tom Petty. It's called Last Night.
She was there at the bar. She heard my guitar. She was long and tall. She was the queen of them all.
Another track from the Traveling Wilburys features all of the members with Bob Dylan singing lead. It's called Dirty World.
He loves your sexy body. He loves your dirty mind. He loves when you hold him, grab him from behind. I'll do it for you free. Oh, baby, the pleasure be all mine. If you let me drive your pickup truck and park it where the sun don't shine. Every time it's touches you, his hair stands up on end. As your legs begin to quiver and his mind begins to bend. Oh, baby, you're such a tasty treat. But I'm under doctor's orders, I'm afraid to overeat. He loves your sense of humor, disposition too. There's absolutely nothing that he don't love about you. Oh,
December 6, 1988, Roy Orbison died of a massive heart attack at his mother's house. He was 52. A few weeks before his death, he recorded his final album, called Mystery Girl. The album was released 2 months after his passing, and the biggest hit from it was You Got It.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need.
This has been After Hours. I hope you have enjoyed the program and will tune in again next Sunday night. I'm Kevin Fenner.